So let's go through a few content issues fairly quickly. And Hope, in the past, when we did breast cancer conferences, we were talking a lot about the anti-VEGF agent bevacizumab. But as was mentioned, this is no longer FDA approved in breast cancer. I'm not exactly sure how much it's being used right now. I don't think too much, but I'm just kind of curious what your perception is and what's happened in your own practice in terms of bevacizumab.
Well, it's really interesting. We've been involved in the studies with bevacizumab from the beginning, and so we used a lot. With the withdrawal of approval, and even slightly before, I think we were using it less frequently. And I think where we've ended up is that bevacizumab is still being given in individual cases in patients who have very chemotherapy-resistant, ER-negative, HER2-negative disease. There were two publications recently in the neoadjuvant setting looking at bevacizumab, suggesting that patients who had more proliferative disease might have been the ones who benefited from pathologic complete response. Some data looking at plasma VEGF levels that's going to be looked at in a trial called the Meridian trial, which is opening this year. So I think that there's still some work going on trying to figure out where we should be using bevacizumab in breast cancer. You know, I have a patient who's been on bevacizumab and erlotinib, a EGFR inhibitor, from a phase 2 clinical trial now for 10 years, I think 11 years. Anyway, you know, she's a patient who had completely resistant triple negative breast cancer, an African-American woman, and, you know, we have no idea why she responded. So I think that, you know, this is obviously a big issue for all of us doing work and research, is that we really need to identify the patient, the tumor subsets as much as possible that benefit, but that's where I think we're using bevacizumab now.
So, I mean, we could spend the whole time talking about bevacizumab and, you know, the FDA and cost, you know, which somehow, you know, you got to think was somehow involved with this whole discussion, but we're going to stick with clinical issues here.